BBC Radio 3.
And after Sean, it's Composer of the Week at 6:30, and then we're live in Manchester tomorrow night for another concert from Bridgewater Hall. Vasily Sinaisky conducts the BBC Philharmonic in Shostakovich, Haydn and Dvorak, the Golden Spinning Wheel. Radio 3, live in concert from 7:30. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. Time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
A traditional Ingrian wedding song sung by the Finnish group Me Naiset, We Women. A song traditionally sung by the bride's family as they arrived at the groom's house. And once inside, their job was to test the strength of the floor with their dancing. A track now from the new CD from the oud-playing brothers Le Trio Joubrin, joined here by Dafa Youssef in Duja.
Ooh. Thank you.
Philip Henry playing Dobro there, O'Carolan's tune, Separation of Soul and Body. Following on from Le Trio Joubran and Daffa Youssef from their new CD. Now here's another bridal song, this time it comes from the Western Sahara, Mariam Hassan presenting the bride.
Thank you.
The koto player Checo Mori and Kimono Dance, following on from Mariam Hassan, who comes from the Western Sahara, a song from her called Presenting the Bride. And here's another vision of Japan, Jan Sundström's two Japanese landscapes, describing a farm hidden in the grass, the moon rising, the singing of a cricket, the sparkling river. The sacred bird has laid an egg and summer is on its way.
Thank you.
The Helgeland Trio from their new CD Natsukashi, Hymn to Jarl Osvik was the name of that track. And they followed Jan Sandström to Japanese landscapes, Eric Erickson conducting the choir Accentus. Now at the Barbican in London this weekend, there's a celebration of Steve Reich through music and musicians he's influenced. Reverberations is the name of the festival, taking place over Saturday and Sunday. That's at LSO St Luke's and at the Barbican. There's Bang & O'Cann, the Kronos Quartet, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, the Britten Sinfonia, Theatre of Voices, Hauschka, Eighth Blackbird, Max Richter and Clogs, amongst others. I've been listening to this new recording of Steve Reich's Vermont Counterpoint, arranged for vibraphone and pre-recorded tape, arranged by the Japanese vibes player Kuniko. Thank you. An excellent arrangement, I think, of Steve Reich's Vermont Counterpoint, originally for flute. That arrangement by the Japanese vibraphone player Kuniko. And the Barbican's tribute weekend to Steve Reich is this Saturday and Sunday, and you'll find full details on their website. I mentioned that 8th Blackbird are going to be there. Here they are with the New York-based composer Dennis DeSantis' Strange Imaginary Remix. And after that, the bossa nova, surf and Steve Reich-influenced sounds of The Last Hurrah. Thank you. The Last Hurrah, a project by Bergen-based Hoppe Gunnarsson with singer Heidi Goodbye. Steve Reich, Surf and Bossa Nova in a song they've called Melody Grand Prix. And that comes from their CD Spiritual Non-Believers, which is out next month. Eighth Blackbird, just before, and Strange Imaginary Remix by Dennis DeSantis. And Eighth Blackbird are at the Barbican this Sunday as part of the Steve Reich Weekend. In 1971, George Crumb looked for ways to include the voice of the humpbacked whale in his music. And so Vox Balaenae, voice of the whale, for three masked players came into being. Electric flute, electric cello and electric piano. It's a journey in time which includes a set of five variations. Variations on sea time, Crumb calls it, beginning with Archaeozoic and ending with Cenozoic. And finally comes a sea nocturne for the end of time. Playing it here is the trio Concord, Daniel Palethorpe, Bridget McRae and Julian Milford. Thank you. So good to hear that in its entirety. George Crumb's Voice of the Whale, played there by Concord, the flautist Daniel Palethorpe, cellist Bridget McRae and the pianist Julian Milford. And I was going to play you some of David Rothenberg's whale music after that, but then David sent me his brand new CD with keyboard player Lewis Porter, so I just have to play you some of that instead. David's a unique combination of philosopher, scientist and creator, says Lewis. If Coltrane were alive, says David, he'd be looking for a keyboard player like Lewis Porter. Here they are with a brilliant version of a Stephen Foster tune. Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground by Stephen Foster, brilliantly arranged and played there by David Rothenberg and Lewis Porter. Faraway places with strange sounding names, says June Tabor. This is a song called Finisterre from her recent album, Ashore.
Farewell, Finisterre. Sleep away the afternoon. Just rocking with the tide. Drinking with the ticket in my pocket, all the way from Port of Spain, and a warm wind from the end has carried me again. Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, do you hear me calling? You that never lost a friend. We look and look for gold, treasure buried in the sand. We had it long ago, before our wars began. When the world was green and early, and time was on our side, before the storm got up to blow us far and wide. Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, do you hear me calling? You never lost a friend. Farewell, Finisterre. Sleep away the afternoon. Just rocking with the tide. Drinking with the moon. Last night I turned the glasses over, and I drained them bottle dry. The moon stared out to sea all night, and so did I. Santander, the sky is falling, the tale we told each other has an end. Santander, hear me calling, you who never lost a friend, never lost a friend.
Thank you.
Nils Oakland and Solstrom, The Sun's Rays, from his CD Homage to Ulla Bull. And before that, June Tabor, a song called Finisterre from her recent CD Ashore. I know I've already played you a couple of tracks from Jenny Wall's CD Viscera. Here she reflects her passions for words and images, bringing them together with her vivid musical imagination. This is a song called How Gentle.
Thank you.
Yenival and How Gentle. To end this fortnight of my late junctions, I'm going to return to a piece I played you an extract from a couple of weeks ago, David Lumsdaine's The Big Meeting, inspired by the Durham Miners' Gala, using sounds he recorded there in 1971. It's a moving mixture of fun and ritual, and this is the fun part, the fairground dances. Thanks for your company over these 2 weeks. I'll be back very soon. Good night.
Thank you. Any prize you like, look for it.
I'm John Shea. Welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, which today begins at the 2010 BBC Proms. The Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and their young Canadian music director of 2 years standing, Yannick Nézet-Séguin, brought Mahler songs, sung by Simon Keenly's side, as well as Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. But they began with one of the great curtain raisers, both literally in the opera house and metaphorically on the concert platform. Wagner's Tannhäuser Overture begins with a group of pilgrims approaching from the distance. Their hymn reaches a climax before giving way to the highly sensual Venusberg music and Tannhäuser's passionate song in praise of Venus, and the overture ends with the pilgrims returning in triumph.